Hey, I missed doing a morning podcast for you today because I spent so many hours in the car driving home from Las Vegas and the Consumer Electronics Show, and it just is really hard to hold the microphone in your hand as you're driving 80 miles an hour. But let me make it up for you and tell you all about the ride. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today, and you're listening to Talking Tech. As many of you know, I love to drive through the desert on Route 15 from Las Vegas to Los Angeles and savor each and every one of those 290 miles. With no stops, the ride should take just 4 hours and 10 minutes. With music from Google Play and podcasts in the car, I am set. Unfortunately for me, though, I keep stopping, and I think my listeners know why. There's always something to photograph, either on a camera or a drone. My first stop was in Baker, California, about 90 minutes from Las Vegas, a little dusty desert town that has seen better days. My photo project at the moment is taking pictures of deserted, defunct gas stations and roadside eateries and hotels, and Baker has two doozies there for me. On one side of town, an old, still-standing gas station where some hooligans have smashed all the windows. Gotta get some shots of that, right? I used my beloved Sony RX10 IV camera for that and snapped a few on the iPhone X as well. Baker has gas stations, hamburger restaurants, and a local eatery called the Mad Greek that advertises heavily on roadside billboards. There's another restaurant that was also seen on hundreds of billboards, Bun Boy, but all that's left is the bun, part of the boy, on the sign. The only people I've ever seen in Baker are the handfuls of workers at the restaurants and gas stations. So on the other side of town, next to the defunct Bun Boy, sits the world's tallest thermometer at 134 feet tall. Gotta stop and get the drone over that one, right? The thing about drone flying is that you want to fly in an area where you don't have to worry about flying over people or cars, which are two FAA no-nos. And in Baker, this is prime drone flying material. A little road that goes through town connecting people to Route 15. So I turned on the Mavic Pro and sent it upwards, only to find a slew of trucks dashing through town. Drat! But that's okay, I can wait them out. I also picked a spot on the side of the road where I wasn't going over cars or trucks to soar upwards, waiting for my moment before I could then coast over the thermometer itself. Then I followed up with some shots of the drone a few feet above my head, taking in the small town from the road. Now on the other side of me sits Arnie's Royal Hawaiian Oasis, a hotel that has Bates Motel written all over it. Now the motel has been defunct since 2008, but it's still standing without a gate or anything keeping people away, just a no trespassing sign. Like there's police in this quiet little town to pull you out of there. Come on. I did double duty at the Oasis, getting drone shots flying in and around the motel and snapping photos on the RX10. I invite you to see the images on my website, jeffersongraham.net. Just go to the blog section and click when you see the Baker headline. If you have some more time, go to Yelp and read some reviews of the Oasis. Some very creative people have written some really funny things about their supposed nights at the inn. Had I not pulled over to check this out, I wouldn't have known. So that's your Talking Tech tip. Pull over, check things out, and then read about them online later. Somebody always has something really interesting to say. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Don't forget to subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts and Stitcher. Please rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts, which really helps more people find the show. And as always, stick with USA Today for the latest.